This is Mom Nom, brought to you by Colorado Christian University and the MOPS Podcast Network. Our mission is to create snackable content that invites women like you to participate in encouraging, validating, and inspiring other moms as we embrace the chaos together. My daughter is potty trained. She's five, but we haven't mastered the potty training at night yet. She's still been in pull-ups, and I've been trying to figure out how to make this transition. And my neighbor gave me this idea of, because you don't want to have to go in the middle of the night and remake the bed in the middle of the night. So she gave me this idea of getting the incontinence pads that stretch across the mattress. So you put one on the mattress. Well, you put a mattress cover on first, and then you put one across the mattress, and then you do a fitted sheet, and then you do another one and another fitted sheet. So you have two layers so that if they have an accident in the middle of the night, they just get up, you rip off the first layer, and they can go back to bed, and you don't even have to worry about remaking the bed necessarily. And we did this all prepared. I have been sleeping with one eye open, totally anticipating her waking up in the middle of the night, hysterical. But the first two nights we did it, she didn't have any accidents. And I'm thinking we're doing really good.
That is absolutely incredible. And I love so much the remake the bed in anticipation of things and have the incontinence sheets underneath. I feel like we should just do that all the time. Like, because between like throw up and things, nothing is quite worse than having to remake the bed in the middle of the night.
Right? Should always double up.
Hack. Yes. Mm-hmm. It's barely any extra prep. And you're prepared for a middle of the night challenge, unless you forget you did it.
That's true. But I don't think I would.
And it'd be a delightful surprise, I guess. You'd take it off and you're like, wait, already done.
Yay, already done. Well, it's especially helpful if your kid has a loft bed or one of those beds that's just really difficult to make. Did not think that through when I bought the bed for my daughter, by the way.
That is an additional hurdle that I'm not sure we can have foresight into, but you're right.
Yeah.
I actually think most kids' beds are hard because I always find you're like wedging it in a corner of a room, even if it's a regular bed, so that they can hopefully not fall off. You've reduced the chances of them falling off. But making a bed tucked into the corner of a wall, not ideal.
Nope. You got to crawl on top of the mattress. You got to try to lift the mattress up while you're sitting on it and trying to get the, it's a workout. I mean, I full on break out in a sweat making the bed every time.
Me too, which I feel like is something none of us talk about ever publicly. So this is fun. I also feel like potty training, I don't know that I knew going into parenthood a lot about potty training, really anything, other than being successfully potty trained myself at some point in my life, of which I don't remember. But I'm not sure we've had deep conversations publicly, culturally, that there's like 3 to 4 phases in potty training, and that there's not like, I think I imagined it as you potty train them and you're done, which not entirely true. Like phase one is pee, right? And, but it's only daytime pee.
Exactly.
Phase two could go either way. It could be we're trying for poop too, or it could be we're trying for nighttime.
Yep.
And then phase three is whichever one of the others that you didn't do. And then phase four is this like shaky ground where you just like need time to prove out if you were successful.
Right. Also, phase four being that time frame of they're potty trained, but they still have accidents. So you can't go anywhere without an extra pair of clothes.
Yes.
And my daughter had a season recently where she struggles with constipation. So she's had number two accidents at school, and it was so awful. And every pair of underwear is her favorite pair of underwear. So she had a complete meltdown at school one day because her teacher was like, we have to throw these away. And she's like, but they're my favorite pair of underwear. So then I got an email from the teacher. She goes, I am so sorry. I had to throw away her most favorite cherished pair of underwear. And I was like, every pair is her most favorite cherished pair. It's fine.
That is very sad, but also funny that she, it feels like you've done a good job of elevating the status of underwear over diapers. That's what that means.
Yes.
That's victory in that department. Also, for sure. I didn't even put in the phases. There's also the phase of not going at home, right? Because there's like going in other spaces other than home often presents an additional hurdle.
Exactly. Well, and my daughter has FOMO. So anytime she's out of the house and having a good time, it's...
doesn't want to go.
I have to go, but I can hold it because I'm having so much fun. And then it's too late. And that's the problem we run into. So that's also kind of phase four, is the timing of it. So sure, you got them potty trained, but now you got to get them to go at the right time and not wait too long. It's a whole thing.
And I feel like still to this day with my teenagers, even helping them to plan, like, hey, we're going out on a drive that's going to be an hour and a half. You should probably go to the bathroom. I still issue those reminders.
Uh-huh. And then they say, no, I don't have to go. Exactly. And then 10 minutes into the drive, I have to go to the bathroom.
Yes.
So every time. Yes. Without fail.
Without fail.
Did you have any challenges with potty training your kids, or was it, did they pick it up pretty easily?
My daughter, who was first, as I recall it, super easy, which I was super grateful for. She was like what feels like the one in a million, that it just like it clicked so quickly for her. And it was lucky for me because I had a newborn at the time. So it was of critical importance that it just clicked for her. So like, I'm not sure I had capacity any other way. However, my son was just a forever battle, particularly the nighttime in the bed was a huge issue for us, going ridiculously late into his like elementary school years. I feel like not navigating that today, but that was something that was really a challenge for us. And had even talked, actually, no, I think we had them. We did. There's these bed wet alarms that you can use to like help to train them to wake up, because they, some kids really just don't get the sensation to wake up, or arguably in my son's case, he just was like, it's not worth it. It's not worth getting out of bed.
Oh,
I
no.
see the problem and I don't care. So that's where I feel like there's just so many different things that can go wrong in potty training, because he didn't have accidents during the day. That wasn't a problem. It was really just our nighttime. But also, he battled with constipation really, really bad. And that in some ways made poop potty training easier, because it didn't happen very frequently.
Well, however, there is that side of it.
However, I've heard it's not good for you.
No, it's bad. Well, we had a fairly good go of it. It took longer than I thought it would to do the potty training.
Yes.
And it was really hard with the FOMO aspect of it too. But we got the potty training watch, and that helped a ton.
Oh, that is
so
good.
She knew when the alarm goes off, you have to go potty.
Yes.
And this was around Easter time. And they have, I don't know, they have them, I don't know if they have them where you are, but they're like confetti eggs. So they're real eggs that are hollowed, and they have confetti in them. So you smash the egg and confetti goes everywhere.
Oh my
gosh.
So
we would get these confetti eggs, and every time she went potty, she got to smash a confetti egg. And
that's amazing.
It was a celebration, and everybody was so excited. So that was our journey a little bit.
That's perfect.
Thanks for listening to Mom Nom. Hit the subscribe button so you don't miss out on future episodes. If you have a success, fail, challenge, or mom hack you'd like to share with us, visit momnom.org. This podcast is made in partnership with MOPS International and Colorado Christian University. Moms thrive when connected to a MOPS group. Moms succeed when pursuing their passion with up to 30% savings toward an online degree with CCU. Learn more at momnom.org.